You're listening to SBS News.
It was a moment that will go down in federal election folklore, and one widely seen as the moment then-Liberal leader John Hewson lost the so-called unlosable election in 1993.
If I buy a birthday cake from a cake shop and GST is in place, do I pay more or less for that birthday cake?
According to political commentators, Mr. Hewson's long-winded answer was the turning point in that election campaign. 10 days later, Mr. Hewson lost the election, and a year later, Mr. Hewson lost the leadership of the Liberal Party. Mike Willacy's television career spanned 50 years. He started at the ABC, where he hosted Four Corners for 2 years from 1969. He then moved to the Nine Network, where he started his own nightly program in November 1971, A Current Affair. Paul Murphy, a former colleague of Willacy, paid him this tribute.
I was lucky enough to work with him. He was a magnificent professional. He was also extremely pleasant, very, very funny, and just a marvellous human being.
Mike Willacy was known as an uncompromising interviewer and was renowned for using long pauses to make his interviewees feel uncomfortable and draw out answers they didn't want to give. Former colleague Ray Martin explains.
The pause was him. The pause was the signature Mike Willacy. And Whitlam once said to me that that he thought that it was Willacy looking for the question. Well, it wasn't. It wasn't at all, I don't think. It was leave a moment's silence for a politician. And they're getting better or getting worse. But you leave a moment's silence and politicians have to talk. And they often said things in that moment of panic they didn't really mean to say.
And Martin says although many reporters have tried to imitate the pause, none have done it with the authority of Mike Willacy.
The signature pause was very Willacy, and others have tried it, but it doesn't work. You've got to have that confidence that he had in the studio, almost bordering on arrogance, that he knew he was good, like a good cricketer or football player, and he was in there, you were in his realm once you walked in that studio.
Willacy was born in Perth in 1942 and was the son of ALP Senator Donald Willacy. In a varied career, which also included horse breeding and racing, Willacy was also a one-time host of Australia's This Is Your Life. In 2002, he was inducted into the TV Week Logie Awards Hall of Fame. Willacy was diagnosed with stage 4 throat cancer in December 2016. He was 76. Matt Connellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.